Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Saturday night in Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. November Criminals has music out. They got a bunch of shows happening. And we're going to talk with Brewmeister in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's hear some music from November Criminals. This is Roma on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Radio, we are local music. That's the November Criminals there, and their song Roma. And November Criminals, they're an interesting band. I actually got turned on to November Criminals when I was producing, when I was working here at the radio station as a part-time job for the Devil's Advocates producing the show. And I met Keith, who was in Milwaukee at the time producing. And then he's like, hey, dude, you got to check out my band, November Criminals. Blown away. And I'm so happy to have Keith Burmeister on the phone with us right now from Milwaukee. Mr. Burmeister, how are you doing today, brother?
Oh, it's actually Brewmeister.
Brew.
It's a nickname it's a nickname. You know, a lot of people don't respect white dudes with rapper nicknames. I understand the hesitancy here. Eminem earned his stripes by getting, you know, Dr. Dre to produce his albums. I just happened to get, like, my nickname because I used to bartend, and I still do bartend now. And that was how I got the nickname Brewmeister. And so I was like, well, I need a rapper name if we're going to do this folk and hip-hop band. So I'm like, yeah, call me Brewmeister. I don't care.
I like it.
So
you even have the Oompa-La. You and Rocker have Oompa-Las in that.
I know. Gun. You got to throw them up, man. You got to use them. And the best part is like they are one of those special characters. So if you get a chance, you can always put an umlaut in your password and people will never get anything on you.
Well, just so people know, it's Alt, hold that key, and then 148 release. That'll get you an umlaut.
Holy crap. You're giving away trade secrets, your brother. I don't know.
So, Mr. Brewmeister, November Criminals. It's such a unique band because it combines the polka and hip-hop. Mm. Talk about kind of the history. How did the band get going? What's the idea behind November Criminals?
Well, essentially, it started back in, I want to say, about 2011. I used to do a DIY poetry magazine. I know this starts in a weird place, but yeah. I was that guy. I would put together a poetry magazine, and then I did that for like 10 years, or 10 issues. I had done it for 5 years at that point. I did do it ultimately for 10 years before I hung it up, but I did it for 5 years, and I was like, I'm going to do something special for the 10th issue. And so I decided to make a poetry CD, and I had friends of mine that played a lot of instruments and rapped and stuff like that. And so leading up to the recording session for that thing, one of the other bouncers at a place that I used to work at, or I bartended, he would run a open mic for hip hop. And on the opposite night, like that was like a Wednesday night. And then on like Tuesday nights, there was a regular open mic for just people coming in with guitars and stuff. And one of the cats would come in with his melodeon, his squeeze box.
Yeah.
And one night he didn't bring it in. He brought, you know, some beats and he started rapping over his beats. And I'm like, dude, you should come to the hip hop open mic on Wednesday, you know? And so he did that and he brought his melodeon along too. And I'm like, we should play the melodeon with the scratch, the turntables in the background, because we had DJ in house. And so we started doing that, and there was a bunch of guys that all started freestyling. And I was like, this is so cool. We should make this a real band. And then I was talking to Tarim, a.k.a. Spade One, and Evan and TSC Marischewski, and we were just like, yeah, let's do that. So that's basically where it started. On the website for us, it says, Forged in the Fires of the Milwaukee Open Mic Scene. It sounds silly, but it's true. You know, we are the open mic band. That's how we formed. And then we started playing around, and we would just use a laptop to put the beats out. And so basically we just said, Evan, play a traditional polka, and we'll put, like, a house beat under it, you know. And that was what we would do because, you know, paying for DJs' turntables is a little bit much sometimes when you're just starting out. And we did that in a couple of shows. They didn't go great, all of them. Some of them went better than others. It really depended on how accommodating the sound guy was to our laptop situation. But then ultimately, we met a couple guys that played music in a house band for a variety act, and they were both jazz musicians, and that was Kevin Casey Christensen and Mike Bassface Ritter, and they're jazz musicians. These guys pay their rent playing you know, professional jazz and stuff like that. So like when they signed up to like come and be our rhythm section, it was game on. And we became a five piece, and you know, occasionally we get different members to come and support us because we got a lot of friends in the music biz just from working at a music venue here in Milwaukee. So we had you know, a drummer fill in once in a while, Nick Lang. We've had John Gleisner fill in on drums. He's famous from playing in Northless. And then we have actually at the Eakin Park Festival coming up, we have a member of Swill playing bass, Helena White. So.
Now, the November Criminals, why are you criminals only in November? What's wrong with October or December?
Oh, yeah, we needed a name for this thing, too, like when we started recording, right? So we're just kicking around different names, and I had been reading a lot of history. I'm always a history buff, so I've been reading a lot of World War One era history, and I had that book, too, from Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. It was basically, you study everything you need to know about fascism, kind of comes from that book. Well, you know, German fascism, anyway. And in the beginning chapters, they started talking about the Treaty of Versailles and all that. And the guys that signed the treaty to end World War One got labeled November criminals because the armistice happened in November. Mm. And that was what the right wing, the people that eventually became fascist in Germany, that's what they called them. So, kind of the joke is, you know, it's polka hip hop, and music Nazis hate us. But real Nazis hate us more.
So. That's awesome. You know, we normally unplug from politics here, but the songs from November Criminals, there's a lot of political opinion in there.
Well, I mean, hip hop by its nature is kind of like a news broadcasting device for a lot of people. I mean, that's what it kind of had always been. And I tried my best as a, you know, white dude from the Midwest to respect that. And Evan does as well. And so we try to bring what we can into it, but we also try to, you know, pay homage to the polka roots and have goofy fun with it too. So you'll hear the melodeon is, you know, silly sounds, but on our first album, it's a lot wackier. And there's indeed still some goofy ass songs on there, like Trench Mouth, which we could not get a radio edit for. But if you get a chance to listen to that song, it does open up with samples of our former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. So
he was
a piece of work.
Yeah. That's putting it nicely right there. Keith Brewmeister joins us here from November Criminals. The big news here is Eakin Park Fest. That's coming up next week here in Madison on the Madison's North Side, right by the Tip Top Tavern and the North Side Cabaret. Dude, Eakin Park Fest this year is off the hook, and you've all got to be excited about coming to Madison and playing.
I absolutely am stoked. This is going to be our second time playing the Eakin Park Festival, and I couldn't be more pleased to be coming back to Madison to play that particular festival. We've had really good luck out there. We've had people come to our shows and really kind of get it. You know what I mean? Like it's not something that you'd think would fly over the heads of most Wisconsinites, but people are really adverse to the mixing of genres. You know, I guess unless it's Run DMC and Aerosmith, it's a foul ball, but like, you know, locally, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and do a bunch of, you know, late 90s rap rock stuff, or are you going to try and come up with something a little new or different? And so we're trying to like provide that as best we can, and I think a lot of people really dig it. And so then we get to play at Eakin Park Festival, and I looked at the names of the bands, and Shawn Michael Darkin's band is going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm stoked to see him because he played The Greatest War with us. We were on that bill in Madison that sold out the Barrymore Theater back on 2019.
Super talented musician.
He's amazing. I don't know if you got a chance to see that show. It only happened twice. We did it for the 100th, and then we did it for the 101st anniversary of the armistice to end World War I. But he closed both of those with a full bagpipes and regalia, Scottish regalia and everything. It was just a funeral dirge thing. And it was the most touching and powerful stuff. And he's just an amazing musician all around. So I don't know what he's going to do for the band, but it's going to be great.
Yeah. Some of the other bands coming, City Sounds with Free Yoga. I'm not sure familiar with City Sounds. There's the Trapper Shep band. Super Friends. I'm super excited. I'm super excited to see Super Friends at Eakin Park. Yeah. I nailed that one. And of course, November Criminals and Sexy Esther closing out the night. It's the 6th annual Eakin Park Fest next Saturday on the north side of Madison, right by Oscar Mayer in the shell was Oscar Mayer, actually, I should say.
And we got another show coming up. I would like to get a chance to mention that. We also organize our own thing called the Milwaukee Poker Ride.
Tell us about it.
Well, you know, we could not get on any festivals because we're a polka hip hop band. So we started our own festival back in 2017, and we invited all the other weird polka fusion bands to be on the bill, basically. And we had the Polkaholics come up from Chicago back in 2017. They play polka on guitars. We also had a band from Madison, Foho for Show. They came out and played a set, and they play Foho, which is a Brazilian style of music. I think you had the accordionist Brendan on the radio once upon a time.
He played live in the Devil's Lair, yeah.
Yes. And he's an amazing musician, and his band is really sick, too. They're going to be at this year's Polka Riot. And this year, we've actually got three Madison-area bands that are coming to Milwaukee to play. So hopefully some of you guys listening in Madison, if you dig what we do in Eakin Park, you want to maybe get in the car and ride on over to Milwaukee and check us out, because we're going to have some of your friends from the Yid Vicious, the Klezmer Rock Orchestra, and then obviously Foho for Show, and then the Cajun Strangers, which is the first time they've ever played. So I know it's not exactly polka, but the point is
it's a unique
we
spin.
Like bringing it's a riot, man.
Yeah,
it's going to be chaos. So, you know, we bring in the Cajun sounds.
That's September 10th. And, of course, the best time of the year is Oktoberfest. And it looks like you're playing Oktoberfest up in Baraboo.
Well, unfortunately, that one got pulled on us. That's the one that got pulled. No, but we were sad about getting pulled from that because we definitely wanted to play some music for the kids from the high school yearbook photo from 2018. Not that they're legal drinking age, but that's not going to happen. So,
well,
maybe another time.
Maybe another time. Get up the Baraboo there. Hey, Mr. Brewmeister, it has been a pleasure to speak with you. Love the music. I love the fusion of the polka and the hip hop. It's just so refreshing and so fun to listen to.
Hey, thank you for putting up with my long-winded answers.
Hey, you're in radio, dude. That's what you do, right?
Right on. Prost, brother. Prost.
All right. Tell us the website where we can get the music real quick.
Check out novembercriminals.com and just hit the music tab and you can find everything you need from November Criminals. We even got our first album there out on Reverb Nation. We have the second album, Great Wars, out there, and an EP called The Black Hand, which we released in 2019. The next album that we're currently working on is called The Vile Weimar, and that should be coming out next year, hopefully.
That's awesome. Keith, it's great to hear your voice. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Stick around. We got Jane Hobson live in the Devil's Lair, but right now, November Criminals, Cold War on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cold War.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Music magazine is Max Inc. Radio.
And we are local music as well. That was Linda and the Zeros there, and they played at Woodfest, and they were fantastic. Linda and the Zeros just rocked it. I know, Rocker, you were really excited after their set. You were like pumped up. This band is so awesome.
I think I'm going to be bringing them back, Jimmy.
Nice.
I mean, they were that good.
Awesome.
She was just an amazing, both the female singers were absolutely amazing, and the band was quite talented.
The crowd was dancing in the streets for sure.
Oh, she has a lot of energy.
Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. We've got Live in the Devil's Lair coming up in just a couple of minutes. Jane Hobson is here, and Devil's Lair is presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Next week, Rocker, Little Red Wolf is coming in. That's Megan Rose, by the way, and Emily Mills. Who else is in that band, you know?
From VO5?
No, Little Red Wolf.
Right. I'm scoping the name here, but she's from VO5 many years ago.
Okay.
And yeah.
Originally, we're gonna have a play live, but it's just they have a lot of members. They have a lot of members.
They have a lot of vocals and they got this too much technical stuff. But right. We're going to play their record.
Yeah.
And we're going to have them here, and they're all going to talk about it while we're playing it. So it's going to be like an MP3 Devil's Lair.
It's going to be awesome.
Sort of live, really.
Plus, you know, how can you go wrong with Megan Rose in the studio? Because she lives in New York now, and that's we don't get to see her very often. So,
and they'll be playing the next week after that. They have a show. So we get them in here just before they're going to have their premiere show.
All right. Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock tonight with Rocker. Always good rock, hard rock, metal, little punk. I know, Rocker, you love the punk, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love all the hard stuff, man. Hard rock, heavy metal, but you know what's great? We get to rock out because it is Max Inc. Heavy.